Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I've mentioned this on the show before, but not in depth. What we're going through here at quarterback now, Andy, to me, is strikingly similar to a couple of situations we've had here in the last 15 years or so. And
it does feel like we're on a treadmill, doesn't it?
Well, Dylan Gabriel was an extremely effective college quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was really good in college, as was Colt McCoy. Colt was a real good college quarterback. But the NFL thought, okay, you know, it's not a first-round pick. Can he play a little bit? And not a second round pick. Third round pick. And the Browns took him in the third round. And he ended up playing his first year. And they went 2-6 with Colt at quarterback and Eric Mangini coaching the team. They were 5-11 overall. And I think Colt showed, even during that rookie year, this guy can play the quarterback position, but can he play it well enough to help you win football games? You know, and end up being the guy. And I think we were all hopeful that he was. And as it turns out, he wasn't. But what was he? He did a really nice job for a long time in the league playing quarterback as a backup quarterback and was a good, you know, was a competent NFL backup quarterback. And then they did the same thing, I think, in 2016 when they drafted Cody Kessler in the third round. And it's just a coincidence that Dylan is a third-round pick like Kessler and Colt. But again, that tells you, you're not getting a quarterback in the third round very often who emerges as your big-time guy.
Sure.
And Kessler came in 2016 as a third-round pick, and it was Hughes. You know, he was 1-15 that year, and Kessler was 0-8 in his starts. Now, he completed 66% of his passes, Andy, on only 6 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and looked like, this guy can play quarterback a little bit, but he didn't make those plays that turned you into a winning football team. And he was on a team that didn't have a lot of talent on it. Feels to me that's exactly where this team is right now on the offensive side of the ball. It's the same type of situation.
It does, yeah. It's very similar.
You're trying to make something work with a guy who was not a primo selection in the draft. And you can say anything you want about the draft. It's accurate. Anybody could end up being great. Mm-hmm. You know, Brock Purdy's 7th-round pick, and he's a starter.
Tom Brady
was phenomenal. There's no question about it. Russell Wilson was a 3rd-round pick. Russ has had a fine career. You know, you might not like him now, but he was really good in Seattle for a long time. It can happen. But you're keeping your fingers crossed and trying to get lucky, Andy. And that's no way to solve the quarterback position. Browns thought they did it when they, you know, traded for Deshaun Watson and gave him the money. That didn't work. You've tried other things since. You tried Jameis. You tried Flacco. You brought in Pickett. Other things have worked. It's just we've seen here that drafting the guy who had a really good college career, Colt McCoy, Cody Kessler,
yep,
who might not have the first-round, big-time NFL quarterback attributes.
I mean, the Deshaun Kaiser story, too. You know, you're like, he wasn't ready.
That was the year after Kessler.
Yeah.
And they put Kaiser as the starting quarterback, even
they
though Kessler,
just,
they should have just kept rolling with Kessler, if you're going to do
they
that.
They actually should have went with Brock Osweiler at that point.
Absolutely.
That's what they should
absolutely
have done.
Absolutely the case. And after Kessler, they brought in Kaiser in the second round.
I don't even think people remember Brock Osweiler was here then.
Oh, that's the other I know. Thing. And with Deshaun, Kaiser, they went 0-15 and then 0-16. But 0-15 in his starts. And again, at times it looked like, well, maybe 11 touchdowns and 22 interceptions. He clearly wasn't ready. They played him when Kessler, who had started 8 games, was sitting there and watching him. At that point, you know, I mean, you should have, would have, could have. But the point is, Colt, Cody, really good college quarterbacks,
yeah,
and just not NFL-caliber starting quarterbacks. And we're trying to do the same thing again, whether it be Shadur or whether it be Dylan Gabriel. You're keeping your fingers crossed that you get lucky, and that is no way to solve.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The biggest position in sports.
I think the other part of this, too, if you want to look at it that way, is like you to double down on what you're saying, too, is, I mean, look at Johnny Manziel. He was a good college quarterback.
Really
right?
good. He did a great job. But, of course, he had Mike Evans.
Yeah. Well, the other part of it, though, is that act didn't play in the NFL.
No.
And if you don't want to open up a playbook in the NFL, you're never going to survive at all. You know, I look at other quarter and like even, you know, I'm not even going to say it. The quarterback at Ohio State last year who ended up at Pittsburgh, right? Like, took a team on the probably one of the greatest runs in college football history, yet isn't the man
isn't,
to come out and play
isn't
in the NFL.
To be NFL.
That's right.
By NFL teams to be the guy. And you keep your fingers crossed for Will Howard, I'll say it.
Right.
You keep your fingers crossed that maybe he becomes one of those
rare guys. I just didn't want
rare
him to play
guys.
The drop. That's what
yeah, one of those rare guys.
So what do we do? That's the question. What do the Browns do here?
You draft a quarterback next year, Andy?
In the first round. And by the way, you may have bought yourself a little extra space by losing yesterday. Hate to say it.
Maybe. Or you draft a quarterback in the first round and sign a veteran. And you let that quarterback sit next year for a good chunk of time and let him watch the game. Or
I know no one wants to hear this, but you've already got a veteran, a reclamation project now. That you've paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, I know.
That's here for next year if you want them.
I know.
Is that the plan? Is there a plan?
Hey, all I know is that...
Give me hope. I just need a little bit of hope.
Veteran quarterbacks who fail in the NFL immediately get tarnished in the eyes of fans in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think teams, because they move on.
Right.
And then maybe even other teams. But... Hey, how's Daniel Jones doing? I mean, I caught too much grief by throwing Daniel Jones out as a viable option. How's Sam Darnold doing? they're on pretty good teams with some pretty good talent.
Right.
I mean, Daniel Jones is turning around and handing off to Jonathan Taylor. He's throwing to Michael Pittman.
Well, here's the other part of it, too.
He has some talent.
That if you
they bring in Tyler Warren at tight end.
The other part of it is if you're looking at it and you're getting drafted number one overall as a quarterback,
yeah,
you're going to a bad team.
Yep. Ask Cam Ward.
You're going to a bad team. If you're going to if you're a top five selection, you're going to a bad team unless someone had made a trade and had a good year the year before. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen.
Ask Troy Aikman.
I have a
Ask
massive
Peyton Manning.
I have a massive headache over this right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
What those guys win a combined four games, I think, in their rookie years.
Troy Aikman was
Aikman's team was 1-15 and Peyton was 3-13, I think.
That can make your headache worse.
Right, yeah.
Are you possibly better off drafting left tackle, wide receiver this year and ignoring quarterback?
Well, that's that goes back to what I was kind of getting to, which is maybe next year is the year you go out and you sign a veteran quarterback, like forgive me, like Kenny Pickett, like Daniel Jones, although he's going to cost a boatload. Mac Jones
might be the one you'd circle,
and that might not be a bad idea. It might not be a bad idea. And you play that guy, and you continue to develop whichever of these rookies. I can't imagine that they'd both be back next year, but you never know. Whichever one you think has the higher upside, either Sanders or Gabriel, and play him with a veteran quarterback. Have him sit behind a veteran quarterback next year. I mean, sitting and watching football
didn't hurt Jordan Love. We've already
lived
through
these. It didn't hurt Aaron Rodgers.
We lived through two horrific, I mean, we've lived through a lot of horrific seasons, but two back-to-back. Is that what we're asking for? More horrific,
Andy, we're already at 3-4. Oh, you mean the two we're in right now? Last year and this?
No, I guess it's three then. I mean, I can't give up on next year's season today.
Well, if you sign a veteran quarterback, you might not have to.
But right now, which direction is the arrow pointing for this team?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
Pointing straight or pointing down?
For this year, it's down.
Right, but even going into the future, is it pointing up, pointing straight, or going down?
Then you go back into the, if you know that you wanted to, if you know it's down, why wouldn't you trade Myles Garrett in the offseason?
Part of what I think is going to happen. And I have a feeling they are going to look to move Myles Garrett in the offseason. They're going to look to move Denzel Ward in the offseason, and I think the guys making that decision are not sitting in the building right now.
I think that's quite possible.
This Jets loss, at least to me,
I cannot
home.
See the Haslams saying goodbye to Myles Garrett. I just can't see it. I just can't see it.
Hey, Miles has played well. You know, talked about being traded, right, and took his trade me tour. But he signed the contract, and he's here, and he's done nothing but give you everything he has. I have no argument with the way he's played.
But if you get round two of the get me the H-E double left-handed hockey sticks out of here?
Well, then you probably do. And I couldn't blame him, and I couldn't blame the Browns for trading him.
You promised him the world.
There was a poll out
sure
that
I did. I mean, unless you're going to promise him the universe.
I don't know.
Poll out that I saw. I forget who did it. It was, I want to say NFL.com. They had 42 voters for the postseason awards already. 30 of the 42, and it was front office folks, type folks, and coaches. 42 people responded. 30 of them had Miles as the defensive player of the year. Mm. That's on a team that's 2-7.
Who trades the defensive player of the year?
The Dallas Cowboys.
I know. That's it. I mean.
Well, you could make the argument that the New York Jets have come close. Sauce Gardner's pretty good.
Yeah.
You got two number ones for him.
Oh, man, yesterday's just so depressing.
Oh, it's a kick in the shorts. There's no other way to deny it. I mean, it's just that was the swift kick. That's going to leave a mark, and it's going to stay there for a while. And I think it's going to end up being the reason why Black Monday, we're all going to be looking at each other at about 9 a.m. going, oh, okay, well, Stefanski's out, Barry's out, everybody's out. All right, let's start the coaching search. What do you want?
At this point, without a huge run, as Scott Patrick was talking about, and you know, from what we've seen, does anybody think that could possibly happen? I don't know how that you would follow up 3-14 with anything less than like 5 wins and think that you're going to keep everybody. And justified. That's just the way it is in the NFL. I like Kevin Stefanski as a coach. I know that makes people mad when I say it. I don't think Kevin's done a great job with what he's been handed this year. But I don't think he's been handed anything that gives a coach a really great chance of winning big. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We're going to get back into football at noon. But boy, this Guardians stuff, with the pitchers involved. It's scary, and it's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.